Things to consider for fall fertilizer application. Hello everyone, I'm Rhiannon Branch with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. With a narrow window of opportunity for fertilizer applications this past spring and fall, it's important for farmers to keep fertilizer application top of mind this upcoming fall to maintain nutrients in the soil. In this Managing for Profit, an agronomist with the Mosaic Company will provide fertilizer application recommendations for growers and retailers to consider this fall. More after this on Brownfield. Kurt Wolfuck is an agronomist for the Mosaic Company, and he reminds growers and retailers that 60% of yield is dependent on soil fertility.
A lot of times we look at other crop inputs and we put fertilizer on the back burner, but it's still a very large foundational building block for what we're capable of producing. So, you know, whether it was that long harvest or that wet, delayed spring, those conditions, they definitely stole valuable field time from us.
He recommends a fertilizer with slow-release technology to ensure nutrients are available to plants throughout the growing season.
When we think about feeding our crops, we need to look at products that have that flexible application window. As an example, Aspire contains 58% K2O and 0.5% boron. The really innovative part about Aspire is 50% of that boron in there is readily soluble, while the other 50% is a slower release or slower solubility boron. So it's not uncommon when we look at the calculations to invest $5, $10, in some cases $15 per acre over what we might do with a traditional commodity fertilizer or a blend. But in doing so, we greatly increase our odds of being able to enhance our yields.
And if time allows, he says soil sampling and testing is critical to a balanced crop nutrition program.
Start with that soil test report, that soil test analysis, but then look at yield monitor data or maybe scale tickets as you haul your crop off the field and take those into account along with that soil test report. Additionally, some people like to use tissue tests to help gauge throughout the season whether we're getting that nutrient into the plant or we're lacking that nutrient in the plant, so the crop doesn't have the ability to take it up.
Wolfuck tells Brownfield growers should start conversations with retailers and agronomists earlier this year.
Rather than waiting until November to start having these talks, we definitely suggest now. Go out and look at the corn, look at your bean crop, and have that conversation with that retail agronomist to help determine what that balanced crop nutrition plan looks like for, hopefully, fall of 19 here, right after we get the crop off the field. But if not, you know, be able to readjust ever so slightly and prepare for spring right before planting in 20.
That was Kurt Wolfuck with the Mosaic Company, and I'm Rhiannon Branch with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.